going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Friday 4-Pack, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Get to hate it or love it. At 11:45, Mason Graham, your pick today. Still, 10 minutes or so to vote in yesterday's show poll. Ashton Genty, would you hate or love that pick at pick number 4? You can vote on that at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. We'll get back to the Celtics at high noon. But let's get into the 4-pack, Keefe.
Yes.
What's our first question today, Billy?
All right, if Tristan Casas continues to struggle, who should play first?
They don't really have anybody right now. Like, if you look at the depth chart, it's what? Roman Gonzalez out of position playing first base?
I think Bradfo said yesterday they're already kind of, sort of platooning the two of them. So that's the only...
I got one, though.
That's the only true first base. Oh, good. You got one?
I got one. Now, I'm stealing from the text line yesterday. I don't think we got to it, but I saw it on the text line yesterday. It's outside the box. What's Masataka Yoshida doing? I know he can't play left field. He can't. They don't want him in left field.
Yeah, he's not playing left field.
But can he grab a first baseman's glove and get over there, feel a couple grounders, just squeeze the ball when they throw it to you? Can he play first base?
Height issue?
Maybe.
Like, not a lot of reach there.
I mean, they are pros. They should be able to hit a target at first base. But, right. I mean, usually you want a guy who's got a little height to him.
But at least you have good... Well, I know Bregman has errors, but like Bregman and Story, ideally, would be able to get the ball.
In theory, that's
there.
A good left side of the infield.
Is he too short? Maybe he's too short. But you're paying him $19 million right now to just like to hang out.
I feel like first basemen are hosses.
They have been typically hosses. But it's like Roman Gonzalez a hoss when you're playing him over there?
I doubt it. I got to be honest. I don't even know. Do you have the Yoshida frame?
He's 5'8". All right.
He's first base. That's not much of a target.
All right, you can stick him in your pocket. So maybe
AI overview says MLB is likely for someone around 5'10 or 5'11 at least.
All right, I'm 5'11. I could play a little first base. I guess Roman Gonzalez is 6 foot. So all right.
Wow.
Maybe I've already.
What a frame.
All right, maybe my idea is already.
No, but the question is if Casas continues to struggle. Okay,
who's playing first?
We're playing
who's
that
on
out.
First?
Okay. My answer is Devers. And no. I don't know that Devers can do it, but that's my answer.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, you don't want Devers on the field. Well, I don't want him at third base when you have a gold glove third baseman. Could you sneak him onto the field at first? Maybe he'll be decent at it. I have no idea. He's never played it. That would be my answer. What I would not do, and neither of us mentioned this name, but I heard Greg talking about it this morning. I know it's been floated elsewhere as well.
Yes.
I would not call up Roman Anthony to play first base.
Same.
I would call him up.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I'd
smacking ding-dongs yesterday.
We said this early on this week when they were getting smoked
by
Tampa in the first game, and they were coming off a losing series against the White Sox. I'm like, they don't have much more time. Cora's calling him out.
Yeah.
They don't have much more time until you bring up Anthony and Meyer, and they just force their way into the lineup to shake the team awake.
Yeah.
So I think we're away from that a little bit. I'm all about calling up Roman Anthony.
What about Meyer?
But if Devers is at first, Anthony could be at DH potentially and some outfield. I'm not moving Meyer to first base. I think he's too valuable in the middle.
I agree, but there's no spot for him right now.
I would listen at second. I would listen at...
What are you doing with Campbell?
Well, I'm saying if Campbell is more of an outfielder or if Campbell is...
Your outfield's kind of... jam.
No,
right.
I agree. They have a bunch of guys who can't play on the infield.
Because this is what I would do. I would have Roman Anthony in left, Jaron Duran in center, Willy Abreu in right. Mm-hmm. I would have Sadon Rafaela as like a Swiss Army knife, playing every which way but loose. I'm mm-hmm. keeping Campbell at second. So on that, I have no spot for Meyer. Friend of the show.
What about this?
He could play first.
What about this? Meyer at second. I just think that's a waste.
His bat would be in the lineup at least.
So Meyer at second.
Okay.
Duran in left. Campbell in center. Anthony in right.
So now you have Willie Abreu out the game?
Yeah, he's cooled off.
He had a nice heat back up.
Nice first week.
He was the MVP of the first week.
Get him in against, you can platoon and
so
mix
now you're
a match.
Bumping Willie Abreu out.
For Roman Anthony?
But as a side to this.
And if Campbell, this is under the guise of Campbell, can't play second. And I'm not sure Campbell can play second.
Or now are you trading Willie Abreu for an actual first base?
Fine.
Maybe you end up doing that.
Let's start talking. My answer, though, on the roster right now, it's not Anthony. Yoshida's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
I would see what Devers can do over there. By the way,
Yoshida's a little guy. He's probably not playing.
If nothing else, Devers is a target over there. I think we can all agree on that.
There's a lot
of surface area.
But do you think he could get to the bag in time?
I don't know. But
he
if
can get there faster than Costas can.
Costas is not good in the field.
The best answer is the one that Breslow gave yesterday on the front office report, is that we're all in on getting Costas fixed.
How long do you wait? End of the month?
No, I'd go.
End of May?
I'm wildly impatient. Even I would go longer than that. End of May.
Memorial Day?
Yeah, give him 2 months.
If he's hitting $172 at the end of May, they already moved him down to seventh in the lineup. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do?
I'm saying 2 months. Okay. I don't actually know I can hold out that long, but that feels like the right day.
Because he doesn't really have the track record either. Like, if there are guys that have a slow start, even people are like, oh, Bregman's a slow starter. Well, it turns out not really, at least not this season. So, yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
Okay. All right. What else do we have, Bill?
Who do you got winning each first-round matchup in the NBA?
Okay, so I just went through this
in
the last break. Okay. I have OKC over whoever the 8 seed is.
Sure.
Easy. This is probably a sucker's bet, not a buying opportunity. I acknowledge that. I'm sure the public's going to be all over this team, which makes it a sucker's bet. But whatever. I'm going Golden State over Houston, 7 over a 2. I have another mini upset, Clippers over Denver. Denver is a mess. Jokic is wildly talented. Clippers are good. And Denver's a mess. So give me L.A. over Denver. Give me the Lakers over Minnesota.
Okay.
In the East, I have Cleveland over the 8. I have the Celtics sweeping Orlando. I'm going Detroit over the Knicks. And this, I honestly thought was the toughest series to pick. Milwaukee and Indianapolis.
Indiana.
Not the Colts. I would go with Milwaukee on this one. Lillard's not back yet. They won 3 out of 4. Giannis is still easily the best player in that series. I'll go Milwaukee.
Lillard might play game 2, I guess, but we have a lot of differences. So I'm going Thunder. I am going to go Rockets. It's a tough one, but Ime Udoka, best coach in the league. Everyone's picking the Warriors. I'll take the Rockets. They got home court advantage.
Let me actually check. What are the series odds on that?
I bet
you can get the Rockets for plus money.
They're a really good home team. So even if they just win the home games, I think I'll take the Rockets over the Warriors. Reluctantly, begrudgingly, I'll take the Lakers over the T-Wolves. And I am going to take Nuggets over Clippers. So that's a different one. I think Jokic at least gets them around. And then I think they'll lose to the Thunder.
Rockets are plus 155.
Yeah.
Everyone's on the Warriors. Again, that actually is a buying opportunity. Yeah.
So I'm going Rockets, Lakers, Nugs. And then in the East, I'll go Cavs, Celtics. I'm going Pacers over Bucks. I am taking Halliburton on the Pacers. And then I'm going Pistons as well. So we both have the 6-3 upset over the Knicks.
I have 2 5s over 4s. Those are barely updates, I have 2 real upsets. Golden State over Houston, which on the betting market isn't even an upset.
No.
And then I'm with you, Detroit over the Knicks. So that probably doesn't bode well for me. That's a lot of lower seeds beating higher seeds. Yeah. That probably doesn't play out well.
We shall see.
But those are our picks. What else do we have, Billy?
Do you think Jeremy Swayman will be a top 10 goalie next season?
That's a long way to go from 42nd if you're using goals against and save percentage.
I'm going to say, A, he better be.
Yeah.
And B, I think he will be. I think he was a top 10 goalie prior to last year. I think what you've seen out of Swayman, and I know it was always in a smaller sample size, he never played 58 games, which he's much too happy with himself about playing 58 games a year ago. But he didn't have an offseason. The team was terrible. I think the team will be better. Doesn't mean they'll be good.
Yeah, I don't know how much better.
But they'll be better than one of the bottom 5 teams in the league, I hope.
Yeah.
And he'll have a full offseason. Top 10 really shouldn't be that difficult to get in there. I say yes, he's a top 10 goalie next year.
I'm going to say no, and I think he can improve by quite a bit and still land somewhere in the teens or 20 or something like that. I think the games played, he's so excited about the games played. Well, you're going to have to run that back again, and you're going to have to be a lot better. I don't know if the team is going to be a lot better. We'll see. Like, are they going to pay minus Lowrie to be a minus 500 in front of them? Like, I don't know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I think he's going to be better. I think he has to be better, but I don't know if he cracks the top 10 next year.
Did you think he was a top 10 goalie going into last year?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I just think that's what he's been in limited sample size.
But I wonder if knowing you're playing every other game, it helps.
Yeah. Look, if he can't handle playing 55, I know he played 58 this year. If he can't handle 55 games, then they screwed up.
Yeah.
I think he can. That's really not a big ask. You know, 10 goalies played 58 or more this year. Probably 15 played 55 plus. So, like, that's really not a big ask. All right. What's our last question, Billy?
Last question. With Sinners in theaters now, what is the best vampire movie of all time?
A lot of good choices. A lot of good Dracula films have been made. I'm going to go see Sinners tonight. I'm super excited about it. Michael B. Jordan in two roles.
Nice.
As well as Josh Allen's fiance, who's very smitten with Michael B. Jordan. Something to keep an eye on.
Something to keep an eye on.
I keep both eyes on.
You're saying for Patriots season, that might be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, or if you're Josh Allen, I keep an eye on. A couple eyes. There's a great video of when they're on some red carpet, and Josh Allen's like holding onto her hand like really tight.
Like, real tight. Don't cross the room.
Like, Michael B. Jordan's as charming as it gets, but please, stay by my side.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got? I'm curious. I'll give you mine in a second. What is your favorite or best vampire
movie?
Well,
if it was a show, it's very, very simple. Vampire Diaries followed by the originals. I mean, for a show, that's very easy.
Ooh, True Blood, if you're doing shows.
I don't like True Blood.
You didn't like True Blood?
I didn't like True Blood.
What?
Not my kind of vampire show.
Oh, too sexy?
Yeah, too sexy.
Too sexy.
I like a little, you know, I like something for the mind.
PG.
Yeah, I want something for the mind to still be left there.
Real mind tickler.
Up for debate. Yeah, I don't need to see everything there, True Blood. But I think shows would be very easy. Vampire Diaries and its spinoff, the originals. I actually was at a bit of a loss. I'll defer to Billy. Billy suggested today, what, Billy?
Hotel Transylvania.
Okay.
The Hotel Transylvania films that I've been alerted.
I'm not going to argue.
I've been alerted to the fact that Adam Sandler is not even in the fourth one.
No.
Hotel Transylvania. My kid was watching it last night. Those are excellent. So give me the Hotel Transylvania series.
All right, very good. So there's a lot of honorable mentions, including Blade 1 and Blade 2.
I've seen.
Maybe even Blade Trinity.
I've seen
if you
one.
Like that sort of thing. From Dusk Till Dawn. Never incredible. It's the one with Selma Hayek and George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino.
That's one where you don't need to leave anything to the mind.
No. Although there's a scene with a giant.
Sounds sexy.
There's a snake in that one, which I got to look away from.
I bet there was.
She's dancing with the snake.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, the correct answer would be a Swedish film called Let the Right One In. It is a, they made
Swedish?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now, they remade
better
it
than Hotel Transylvania.
Subtitles?
Three. Yeah. It's better. Yes.
Sounds like a
subtitles? Subtitles.
Reading.
I'm sorry, guys. You don't know how to read? You can't read?
I know how. I'm not watching a movie.
All right,
to read,
so they remade. Well, yeah. They did an English version. They did it called the Let Me In or something like that. It's slightly different title. It's still very, very good.
Uh-huh.
But it's a what you would think, what appears to be a kid vampire. But as you know, vampires, once they become vampires, don't age. The vampire itself is very, very old.
I see.
But looks like a young girl and has to recruit somebody to sort of be with, like, a human so she can, like, lure people in and, like, feed off of them.
Got it.
It's a little romantic film.
Well,
romantic horror. They are very romantic.
They're quite sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're quite sexy, yeah.
So
is that a Stiz recommendation?
No. I saw this way before
Swedish,
I met Stiz.
I thought Stiz would have been all over it.
No. Oh, I think he loves it, too.
I told Stiz about this, actually.
No. This one came out in 2008, and then I think like a couple years later, they did an English version, which is also very good, but maybe not as good.
Okay.
But it's the best one.
A lot of love already on the text line. Multiple texts for the Lost Boys.
Lost Boys is great.
Lost Boys? Kiefer Sutherland? Is that right?
Yeah. The Corys?
Both were in there.
I think the Flying Corys were in there.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Bill from Bill and Ted was one of them.
Yeah.
He's one of the Lost Boys.
Not Keanu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. A lot of good choices.
Okay. What is your film again?
Let the Right One In.
Let the Right One In.
Yeah, Let the Right One In.
Jones, I didn't like True Blood. This is making fun of me for not liking True Blood.
Yeah, nice. True Blood was excellent.
Got a little crazy
at the end.
Cat very much like True Blood.
True Blood was awesome.
I'm not a fan.
Next thing you know, you have like Werepanthers. It got kind of.
How about Once Bitten with Jim Carrey?
Never saw it.
No, like early 80s, mid 80s. Yeah, yeah.
Near Dark was a good one.
Uh-huh.
Near Dark was really good. Bram Stoker's Dracula. You go to the original Dracula with Bela Lugosi.
Let me tell you. You watch just good, entertaining PG television. Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. I mean, is that CW?
Yeah, CW.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, no. If you want that. You're getting
if you want 1,000 episodes of a show, go watch that.
No, I mean, you're getting... Yeah. Pumping out 23 episode seasons.
You're getting your werewolves. Yeah. You're getting your vampires.
Yeah,
you're kind of getting everything.
Looking for something after One Tree Hill?
Yeah, exactly. You want to stick around after Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Another episode
of Riverdale, which I watched all of Riverdale. That show, you know what? That probably had vampires in it by the end.
Probably
had everything.
None of us said the Twilight series. None of us.
I did see the Twilight series. Yep. Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, good one. I saw
the original film.
The film.
Yeah, good. That's a good
Christy
one.
Christy Swanson.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
617.
Interview with the Vampire.
Did we not say that?
Or did we not?
I thought we at least brought it up this morning.
Maybe that
was before the show. Maybe we didn't
30 Days of Night.
There. Didn't see it.
Real good one. They go to Alaska where there's in fact 30 Days of Night.
That's insomnia.
Great place for
Isn't
the
that insomnia.
No, there's that's no vampires in that.
Insomnia.
Oh, they might have. They might have.
But no, I'm saying
they
went
on Tubi right now.
They went to Alaska.
30 Days,
and 30 Days and Night is?
I think so.
Nice.
617-779-7937.
That's the Friday 4-pack each and every Friday at 11:30. Let's get to Hate It or Love It. The Ashton Genty voting has closed, which means it's time for Mason Graham. Would you hate or love selecting Mason Graham with the number 4 pick? That is next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.